When 51 inches of rain falls in an area in 1 month, well, it's likely there will be problems. Here, that rainfall proved tragic. It was an event that took place 125 years ago this week, and it's the topic of today's American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships. The Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
May 31st, 1889. 51 inches of rain was about to break the South Fork Dam near Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Manager Colonel Unger and a young civil engineer named Johnny Park worked to save the dam and warn those downriver.
Colonel Unger says to Johnny Park, "Take my horse and ride down to South Fork. Send this message. South Fork Dam is becoming dangerous and may possibly go. Prepare for the worst." So Park climbs on his horse and he rides down into South Fork. Well, he doesn't know anyone in South Fork, so he hails this fellow. And so Park hands him this message, and he says, "Well, take that up into the tower and have the telegraph operator telegraph this message down to Johnstown."
Gregory Zaborowski shares the story from Johnstown National Historic Site.
The people in Johnstown, they didn't feel that they were in danger because they were 14 miles away. They felt that the water, by the time it reached Johnstown, would dissipate. And remember, in the 1860s, when the dam had broken, there was leakage. There wasn't hardly any damage to Johnstown.
The dam simply disintegrated. It took 45 minutes for the lake to empty.
At one point, they say that the water had reached a height of 110 feet. It was going at different speeds, too. Some say it was traveling at 100 miles an hour. You got 20 million tons of water traveling at 100 miles an hour.
That wall of water was now thundering toward Johnstown. More next time as we travel the countryside in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McRae.